Verse 15, Romans 1:15. So as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it, that is the gospel of Christ, is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Well, therein what? They're in the gospel. What is being revealed? The righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As is written, the just shall live by faith. The righteousness of God. Now, guys, listen, you could go around all day long and establish your own righteousness. And I can assure you that 90% of the people in the world today, is that's exactly what they're doing. Look in Romans chapter 9. I want to start in verse 30. Romans 9, verse 30. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Well, you can't see the righteousness of God as a gospel unless you hear Paul's preaching. Now think about that. You would never know about the righteousness of God being applied to you without the gospel of Christ. Why? For therein the gospel of Christ, therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Without the preaching of the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the kingdom won't do it. The gospel of the circumcision won't do it. The gospel of God won't do it. The only gospel that is revealing the righteousness of God is what? The gospel of Christ. Well, there's people out there, verse 30. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, hath attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. Now, that's an amazing statement. I'm going to have to take this jacket off because I think I am warming up. It didn't take me long to get warmed up. Hannah, come here. This is our beautiful coat woman. Say hello to the camera.
Hello.
Say hi to your mom, sick at home.
Hi, Mom.
Say, get better.
Get better.
All right, see you later. Later. Yeah, later, Gator. Right next to you, don't spill anything on it. Oh, man. I got two coat women, and they're both beautiful. I am so blessed. One was just going to throw it down and think Missy saved my jacket. Where was I? Romans 9. So, now think about it. Which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of what? Faith. Well, this righteousness isn't something you do. It's something you gain through faith. This isn't something you can accomplish and say, well, I'm Joe Christian. Man, look at me. I'm righteous. This is something you believe and you're made righteousness. Well, we're talking about the righteousness of God. Now watch this. Wherefore, verse 32, Romans 9, 32. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. They didn't get the works of the law. What was the law to show them? We went over that last week. That they're not righteous, that they're not good, that there's none righteous. Then you should have wanted a righteousness that you didn't earn. But look at what happened. Romans 10 verse 1 now. Skip down. Brother, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. They didn't really get it. You know what? People today don't really get it. They're confused. They're walking around in confusion. And Larry came up amazed. One national preacher actually said Romans 6 wasn't water. Well, occasionally they'll hit it, even if they're, you know, a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then. You know? But he says this, and this is the point. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, you see that? And going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Well, what is the righteousness of God? It is the thing that was revealed by the gospel of Christ. The righteousness of God was revealed. It was let known. If I come up here and put the timeline, and we come back here and we got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it wasn't until Acts chapter 9, at least. Really publicly at 13, but it doesn't matter. When he preached the gospel of Christ, he revealed the gift, which is the righteousness of God. Now, think about that gift for just a minute. I want you to think about this. To have a gift that could be given to you that would make you holy and as righteous as God is. Now, when you think about it like that, you're getting a gift that when you possess, when He gives it to you, you are now made the same equality. Math problems. I should have brought those math problems. That would have been interesting. You are now made equal with God's righteousness. That's unbelievable. You are on the same equality of the righteousness of God, not because of what you've done, but because the gospel of Christ revealed it. Now, we're going to get into that a little bit more, but I want you to think about the righteousness of God, because people don't get it. What would you need more than that? I mean, they say, well, you need to be baptized after you're saved. Oh, you need to get involved and quit smoking and drinking. You've been given the righteousness of God. That's unbelievable. I started thinking about what is righteousness. And you know what righteousness is? Standing rightness. Upright. Right. Being right with God. You know, I've had my whole life I've been wrong with God. I've cussed like a sailor. Now, I know Jeff had never cussed. He certainly doesn't cuss now. And I bet Bill King over there in Elba, he probably had never cussed a day in his life. Bill West, your son, brother. Larry, he cusses more than a sailor. In fact, when I'm around him, I put on a pirate outfit. Yet Larry, with all that, has been given the righteousness of God. And when you think, how can you deserve it? He said, I didn't deserve it. How can you deserve that? What is it that you would bring to God and say, well, I'm deserving of this reward? I mean, when you think about what people think they're doing for Christianity, honestly, all the stuff they brag about. I watch TBN sometimes just to be entertained. They're always talking about their ministry and what's going on in their ministry. And I'm like, what do they think? What are they thinking? Where's the glory to the righteousness of God? See, the righteousness of God is everything. Now, let me read verse 3 again. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness. You know what I'd put right there? Romans chapter 1 verse 17. You got it? That's a good note. Because it wasn't revealed in the Gospels back here. Wasn't revealed. The righteousness of God wasn't being given away. It wasn't known. It wasn't revealed. Don't think about the Gospel of Christ when it came, in the sense of, are there different Gospels? Just know the only place in the Bible that the righteousness of God is revealed is where the preaching of the Gospel of Christ is being preached. It doesn't start until at least there. So there is nobody back here that has the righteousness of God. But if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you've got the righteousness of God. That's amazing. And what a big deal. It's a big deal. Look at it again, verse 3. For they being in God's righteousness, going about to establish their own righteousness. Now, if they knew about the righteousness of God as a free gift, don't you think they'd quit trying to do it on their own? You would think. And yet, God of this world, the God, not the God of this world, go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Why would you go around trying to establish your own righteousness when you could have the righteousness of God applied to you? I mean, if I presented that in a logic class, everybody would say, well, I would take the thing if it's by faith. One other fact, nobody ever made it by their own righteousness. Not one person. And the only way you can have eternal life is to have the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. But if our gospel, what gospel? The gospel of Christ, Romans 1, verse 16. Be hid, it is hid to them that are what? Why? They can't see the righteousness of God. They're going about to establish their own righteousness. You got it? They're blinded. Who's done that? In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which what? Believe not. Well, why don't they believe? Because Satan from the pulpit have caused people to think that they have to be good in order to get in. Say, well, if you asked them, are you as righteous as God? How many Christians do you think would say yes? Very few. Go ahead, ask me if I'm as righteous as Almighty God. I am. He's applied it to me. You see, they're blinded to the righteousness of God. They're going about to establish their own righteousness. Why? Some God of this world has sat in the pulpits of America's churches and blinding people to the fact that God gave them a gift, the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed His blood on Calvary's cross. They're blinded. So, I know about the death, burial, and resurrection. You're still blinded. Amen. Covered up. What's covered up? The righteousness of God. How's it revealed? The gospel of Christ. How did God get the gospel of Christ out there? Sinful men to preach the word. Religion in itself has covered it up. All religions? No, there's some out there preaching the gospel of Christ. I've heard Charles Stanley do a good job. I've heard, who's the guy with Liberty? He just died not too... Farwell. Jerry Farwell. I heard him do a good job one time. Of all people, Coleridge Ministry, I called him. I said, I can't believe what I'm hearing. Turn this on. He said, I'm already watching it. Mr. Kennedy. He is wishy-washy, but that day he preached the gospel is clear. We both fell out of our chair. This was years and years ago. Yeah. But you know, here's the deal. Our job is to make it understandable so that you're not confused. I don't want you to walk in a state of confusion. You know, I don't know what's going on. How many here felt that way before they got here? Just about everybody. I bet it's true on the internet too. Go to Romans chapter 5. So they're blinded. And people don't understand why they don't see it. Most of it is piled up religion. And you know how I equate religion, don't you? Religion on one side, truth on the other. Over here, done. That's doo-doo. What? You know, you're doing and doing and doing and doing. Doo-doo. What, y'all think that, y'all must be thinking dirty. So it'd be doo-doo-doo-doo. That's why I'm up here and you're not. I know when to tell a good one and when not. What did he say? Wayne shouted out from the back room, it stinks from God. Or stinks to God. That's funny. That's true. You know what he does call it? A stench in the nostrils of a holy and righteous God. All right, Romans chapter 5. Everybody finally got there. You guys are slow this morning. I had to wait on you explaining all that stuff. Bill Brown, see, you enjoy this when you come. You know that, don't you? You don't get this at any other church. Even Brother Moore wouldn't have been quite this funny. As I put my aspartame directly in the... I think we ought to just hook up IVs. Romans chapter 5. So the righteousness of God is really the deal here. And it's what is being revealed in the gospel of Christ. That's why we preach the gospel of Christ, is so that people can see it. And they go, oh, and it should be like this. Aha. Everybody. Aha. It should be that kind of a moment. I want to jump down in the passage, verse 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Well, you know what I know about a gift? You don't earn it. Say, well, I've been a good Christian. Well, he ain't going to give it to you because you're a good Christian. Say, well, I quit cussing. He ain't going to give it to you because you quit cussing. He doesn't give it to you because you've done anything. He gave it for His Son's sake. That's why He gave it. For by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace, everybody, and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came unto all men unto justification of life. Well, come on. Watch. Verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteousness. They're not righteousness, they're made righteousness. They're made righteousness. That's so important. You are not righteous. Well, how do we know that? Go to Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 3, read with me in verse 10. You'd have to be made righteous. Why? Well, the Bible's clear. as it is written in the Bible, there is none righteous, no, not one. Well, if you're ever going to get righteousness, you're going to have to be made righteousness. You can't perform it. Why? There's none good, no, not one. How many have sinned? All have sinned. How many just men? There's none just. All have sinned. The righteousness of God is what you want. It's what you need. It's what you should desire. Well, come on. You could be righteous. Just touch. Seeing if he's on his toes. Oh, he doesn't have any. If you got under the law and you could keep it 100%, you would be righteous. If you could take the law of God and keep it, you would be righteous. Y'all understand? Go to Deuteronomy 6. Verse 24. I didn't hear any William remarks or Larry remarks. They were lost going to Deuteronomy 6. Deuteronomy 6, 24. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that He might preserve us alive as it is this day. And listen, it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments. And that's Romans chapter 9, going about to establish their own righteousness. Oh, and well, 9:30 through 10:3. You ought to put that in there. Romans 9, 30 through 10:3. That's what they were trying to do because they thought that was righteous. But you know what else you need to have there? Romans chapter 5, verse 20. The law entered that the offense might what? The law didn't enter that they might be righteous. God entered the law to show them that they were sinners. But they said, hey, if we observe to do all these things, and you know what? That's true. What do you have? Romans 5:20. All right? So y'all understand? They thought, well, it'll be our righteousness if we observe to do all these things. Yes, it would be. How many kept it? None. It's always amazing to me to think people are thinking they're going to get in. And you know why? They teach the scale out there, this concept. You're good on one side and you're bad. That's not how the scale works. If you're not 100% good, you go to hell. All right, let me try that again. That went over like the pulpit. It's probably right down there somewhere. You all understand? If you're not 100% good, go to hell. Huh? We would all be there. You would definitely be there, Missy. Yes, you would too, Norm. What? No. Yeah. Yeah, that weighing scale. You know, it's the scale doesn't weigh out if you have more good than bad. It's only if you're 100% good. It would be your righteousness. See, look in Romans chapter 2. Aren't you glad you came today? You would not know about the righteousness of God otherwise. What, Carlton? You're glad to be here anyway. It's exciting, isn't it? Dim Dim? Do you want me to? I need to do Dim Dim too. It did. Amen. This is exciting stuff.
2 days later, you're telling me
it's great. No, actually, that was Scott, right? Oh, it was Jerry. Jerry called me up there and told me Carlton will need this reinforcement. Absolutely. All right, so that's right. I won't repeat that for everybody, but this is what you got. I couldn't hear him because our sound guy is gone, because our switcher girl is gone, and the ladder goes. If we could train Jeff to slide a few of those things without getting him mad in there, we'd be okay. Romans chapter 2. Did I tell you to go to Romans 2? Boy, I'm actually pretty good this morning. For not getting much sleep. I want to shout out to Steve. He said he was going to be watching this morning. We got people in Minnesota watching, California, Denver. It's getting unbelievable. It is New Zealand. It's like... And then we got Bill King down in Elba. I liked him. He's so mellow. I don't know. I mean, I guess I couldn't get a word in edgewise from him. I'm joking. Romans 2. Now watch this. And this was the debate of Romans 2. Verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Those are the ones that are righteous. It doesn't matter how much you hear the law. Well, I'm in church every Sunday. Doesn't matter. Doesn't make you justified or doesn't give you righteousness. Say, well, I heard it 100 times, the law. Doesn't matter. It can't make you righteous. Why? Where is the righteousness? Yeah, thank you, Stan. Where is the righteousness of God revealed? In the preaching of the cross, that's right. And I'm just going to put... The gospel of Christ. That's where it's revealed. Well, you can't get it back here in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Where do the religious people keep you? And what's back here? And therefore, they're blinded to the gospel of Christ, which is where the righteousness of God is given to you as a free gift. Wouldn't Satan be great just preaching Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and people are blinded going to hell? Why? They're going to church. They think they know it all. They haven't, but they never have gotten to the point where it's been revealed. You know what? When you get revealed the gospel of Christ, it's like, wow. Voila. I mean, you understand that you can learn everything about the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can learn everything about Paul's missionary journey. You can learn everything in the Old Testament. You can learn everything in Revelation. You can get them out of books. Ever learning and never able to come to knowledge of you. And none of that would ever save you. Say, well, I know more than that. It doesn't matter. Have people bright going to hell. There's people that know the Bible better than me that are going to go to hell. Let me try that again. There are people that know the Bible better than me that are absolutely going to bust hell wide open. Say, how's that possible? Go ahead. Because they've never seen the gospel of Christ. I'm telling you, guys. You can be the brightest person in the room. You can have more doctors and divinities behind your name. You can be Dr. Sodgrass. You can have it all. And bust hell wide open. they don't know the gospel of Christ as good as me. You understand? And yes, the Bible is of no point to them. And that's what he says in Timothy. Look in, I think it's 2 Timothy where that verse is. No, it must be 1 Timothy. Yeah. Yeah, 2 Timothy 3, verse 7. I mean, there's some people here that know the Bible better than me. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what we're talking about. You can know everything, every aspect, every reference of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and end up in hell. Because the righteousness of God is not revealed back there. You can know every word in memorization and guess what? And end up in hell. That's weird, isn't it? Why? Why is that? Because the righteousness of God is not revealed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's revealed in the gospel of Christ. And without understanding the gospel of Christ, there's no way you'll understand the cross. And if you don't understand the cross, you won't understand the righteousness as a gift. And that's what it is. It's a gift. Carlton? Amen. And listen, there's really only one reason to rightly divide. So that you know when that gospel is revealed that you can see it and understand it and completely walk in it. Y'all understand? All right, we're down to a gift. Thank you. I know you're amazed. What? That gift is, it contains a couple things that's very important. The number one is righteousness. And not just righteousness, but the righteousness of God. What else does that box contain? Justification. Sanctification. And we can go on. That box has it all. Now, let's say you get that box. Hey, good morning. You have got the best smile. Praise the Lord. Anyway, this box has it all. If you have that box, you got it all. Now, there's been nobody in all of human history ever earned this box. In fact, he said in Romans chapter 4, look in Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Verse 3. Well, what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it, his belief, was counted unto him for what? Faith. Now watch this. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, it's not offered to people that are working for it. If you work for it, God said, I have to owe it to you, what you really get. I'll have to make you pay your own wages. But if you won't work and you'll just receive that, you'll be as righteous as me. Okay, now that doesn't seem like a hard decision here. But you gotta start to witness to religious people and that's very difficult right there. You're telling me all I have to do is believe? Yes. Here's a song I wrote right after I got saved. All you got to do is believe. that Jesus did it all for you and me. He totally paid the price, isn't he gracious and nice? That all you got to do is believe. Well, isn't that great? You believe, and God will give you the righteousness. Now, I don't know when I believed. Well, if you don't know you believed, how do you know what you believed in? Right, Seth? If you stood up today, God knows your heart. When did you receive that gift? He knows and you know whether you received it. He knows. And when the shout comes and the voice of the archangel comes, only those that have that gift can go in. You can't earn it. You don't deserve it. And as soon as you get that gift, you're complete in Him. You're holy, you're righteous, you're justified. At everything. It's all yours. You don't have to worry, walk, do anything. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to do anymore. It's all done. You've got the righteousness of God. And with the shout of the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, you'll come out of the grave if you're dead. And if you're not, you'll be changed and you'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. But if you don't have that gift, and you're working for it, or you're doing something for it, or you thought you've done something for it, or you cleaned up your life somehow, that gift won't ever come to you. I was working so hard for my salvation the day I got saved, I told the Lord, look, if you'll save me, I'll do this. And if I'll do that, and I'm just digging a ditch. Say, Lord, I'm going to work my way there. I'm going to be the good boy. It wasn't until I got to the point when I said, you know what, Lord, I'm lost. Boy, that moment was the moment. All of a sudden, wasn't me anymore. It's what Christ did at that cross for me. And you know what, if He hadn't have done enough, if that was not enough, you know what, I was going to go to hell anyway. So I basically said, Lord, if what you did at that cross isn't enough, I'll just go to hell. And buddy, that's when it just came clear as a bell. He's paid it all. See guys, you can work your way through the law, but only if you keep all of them all the time can you get in. Here's some bad news. Israel, who was given the law and said it would be all righteousness, they didn't get it. They didn't get it. Y'all understand they didn't get it. 1,500 years. Why do people today think that they can get in by keeping the commandments? And you know why that is? Because they're blinded. The God of this world has blinded the minds. Because you know what? The only way you can get in is by having that gift. You know what's weird? You can have that gift this morning. You can have this gift this morning, right now, right here. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to confess. You don't have to do anything except receive it. That's all you got to do. And if you will do that, God will make you the righteousness of Himself. I used to have this T-shirt. I loved it. It was the Lord's gem on the back. It said, His righteousness requires the righteousness His righteousness requires Him to require. Man, you think about that. He cannot accept mediocre righteousness. It has got to be the righteousness of God. But there's only one way to get it, and that's receive it by faith. For therein is the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. For it is written, the just shall live by faith. Yes. They didn't. Yeah, all have sinned. They didn't. And that was what Romans chapter 9 and 10. No. David was a murderer and an adulterer, and neither one, according to the law, they would have to take him out and stone him. Abraham, how did he get it? Abraham believed God and it was imputed. All the way through, there was examples of the Old Testament of people believing. And they were saved. But they didn't do it because they kept the law. Yeah, but without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. So they offered those bullocks. But they were admitting what when they were offering those bullocks? I didn't keep it. Now think about that. They thought the righteousness was keeping the law, but everybody's going, oh, what is Larry bringing his Harley goat there? You know? Say, are you sacrificing your Harley goat? You know, that's, you know what I mean? You know, and you go and offer your tofuta beast, you know, and all that. You know? Well, that's what the New Age people would do because they don't get it without the shedding of blood. You see, the realization is that's a problem. But they should have said, you know what? I'm a dadgum sinner. You know what made Job? He used to sacrifice not only for him, but all of his kids because they knew that they were probably out sinning. There's old Job. Man, 12 bullocks this time. The priest probably sat back and said, I'm glad Job's coming. But they should have realized then that they needed something more than that law. For 1,500 years, they didn't get it. But you ought to get it because you have their history in your mind. You ought to go, duh, say duh. Duh. Hey, they didn't keep it. Guess what? They heard it every Sabbath day. So, I'm done.